You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
In our home meetings, we just finished reading Hebrews. So I'd like to share with you a few points in this chapter. In chapter 1, verse 6.
在者神子长子到世上来的时候,
And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. When he uses the word first begotten, we know who they're talking about. This is pointing towards Christ. This morning when we come to worship, it's according to God's wishes and according to God's command. So this ought to be a very familiar and very useful verse for us. Let's look at Hebrews 12. Verse
16. 后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，对他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。16节和17节。Lest
there be any fornication or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
这里讲到有一位长子，他的名字叫做以扫。
This speaks of a man named Esau.
他曾经得的长子，他是生下来做长子的。
He was the firstborn.
但是因着他自己的弃绝,
but because he didn't value his birthright,
他就失去了这个长子的名分,
he just gave it up.
以后他明了他所失去的何等大的祝福。
He ended up giving up a very great blessing.
他想要得回却得不到门路。
When he wanted it back, he couldn't get it.
所以这是一件严肃的事情。
So this is a very important thing.
我们也知道这个长子是指的以扫说的。
We know that Esau was a firstborn.
后来这个长子的名分就归给雅各。
Later this birthright was given to Jacob.
我们再看第十二章第二十三节。
Let's look now at verse 23, same chapter.
我们从第十二节,22节开始读。
Let's start from verse
22。你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上、诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全一人之灵魂，成全之一人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣，以及所撒的血。这血所说的比亚伯所说的血更美。24节。
But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Verse 23 speaks of the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
这里讲的教会,这是总会已经很稀奇了。This
is interesting. They speak of the church as a general assembly of the firstborn.
天上有教会。
In heaven, there's a church.
这个教会就是长子的教会。
This church is the church of the firstborn.
很多时候我读这些事情,我相信很多弟兄姐妹读这些事情不能明白。
I'm sure that when we read this, we may not understand it. There's a church of the firstborn? Is there a church of the secondborn? On earth here, we have a First Baptist Church. We even have a Second Baptist Church. No one really calls themselves Third Baptist, Fourth Baptist Church. You know, I know a person, he said, you know, we're the First Baptist Church. What's that? Well, we were the first Baptist church to organize in this city. So, usually you don't have a second Baptist church. You always look for, well, there's a Grace Baptist Church.
Or some
other name. Mandarin Baptist Church. Because they don't want to be known as the second. There is a second Baptist church around here. You can go visit them. So in heaven, is there a firstborn church and a secondborn church? Why is it called the firstborn church? In our Chinese culture, there's a big deal associated with the firstborn. How many people here are the firstborn?
Mm-hmm.
How about the second born? Third? Fewer and fewer. Yeah, there's always more firstborns than anything else. More secondborns than thirdborns. The third one should I... What? Were you trying to make a joke?
Yeah,
oh, okay, I get it. Well, you know, there's always more firstborns and secondborns, more secondborns than thirdborns. Is it necessarily true, though, that there are more third children than there are youngest children? Well... Well, you know, the count between firstborn and lastborn is always the same. If you're not too sure, just think about it. If you can ask him. But we weren't going to speak about sibling rivalry or anything like that. I've heard also that in the Japanese culture, there was a great deal associated with the firstborn. Only the firstborn could be the heir. Subsequent siblings have to go out and fend for themselves. So a lot of famous people are not the firstborn, but... You told me you wouldn't do this to me.
我感觉就是到二次世界大战以后，日本就不再是完全只有长子承受住。
It seems like after the Second World War, that kind of faded
out of existence.
Yeah, we asked Brother Moriwaki about this, and he said, yeah, after the Second World War, it was kind of everything was a little more equal. But you know, this isn't just a purely Japanese or purely Chinese custom. We see in Genesis even the story about Abraham's offspring. How many sons did Abraham have? Quick. How many did he have?
Okay,
two? Well, let's look at Genesis. Let's look at Genesis 25. Everybody, let's look at Genesis 25.
创世纪25章，请大家看一看第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯拉罕又娶了一妻，名叫基图拉。 基图拉给他生了新兰、约瑟、米旦、米甸、伊斯巴和舒雅，生几个儿子啊？
How many sons is this? Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimrah and Jokshan and Midah and Midian and Ishbak and Shua.
到底几个？
How many is that?
六个，是不是六个？ 我没数错的话，六个哈。
That's six, right?
Okay. 哎？ 有没有女儿是吧? 这里没有记载啊。
Daughters, well, they didn't count.
Okay. 第五节怎么说?
What does verse 5 say?
我们一起读好不好？亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒。
And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
亚伯拉罕把财物分给他庶出的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。
But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward unto the east country.
前面在二十一章里面告诉我们。
In chapter 21,
当以撒断了奶之后
when Isaac was weaned,
那时候他就想要把夏甲和他所生的儿子以实玛利赶出去。
He wanted to drive Ishmael and his mother Hagar away.
你知道以实玛利和夏甲出去的时候，虽然神怜悯他，给他祝福。
You know, when they were driven away, God had mercy on them.
叫他们说将来要成为大国，要十二个族他们中间出来。
That eventually a great nation would arise from Ishmael.
但是从亚伯拉罕那里他得了什么呢？
But what did he get from Abraham?
当他出去的时候只有得了一皮带的水。
All he got was a pouch of water.
一皮带的水。
A little canteen of water.
但是因着神的恩典，他在皮尔拉海莱那里看见一口活水井。
But with God's mercy, they came upon a fountain at Beer Lahai.
那里有一口活水井。
A well of living water.
所以夏甲在那里给他取名叫，我也知道那个神，他称神为看顾我的神。
Hagar named the place again as the Lord has
looked after me.
The Lord has looked after me.
但是你想想看，亚伯拉罕八个儿子待遇不一样的。
But you can see that Abraham's eight sons got different portions.
那六个儿子出去的时候带了一点点财物，连水都没有。
You know, the six sons when they left had a little bit of.
因为你知道，圣经里面活水是很重要一件事情。预备在约翰福音第四章里面就告诉我们说，以撒有一口活水井。
In the Bible, this water is very important.
那个井活水井是雅各以撒给雅各的井。
Living water is the water of Jacob and Esau.
Yeah, Isaac.
Isaac.
我想以撒的井也是亚伯拉罕给他的。
The same well given by Abraham. Because this has a very deep spiritual meaning.
到底亚伯拉罕给以撒所有的一切是为了什么？
Why did Abraham give Isaac all of his?
是为了预表一件事情。
To represent one thing.
因为预表属灵的事情是完全整个的给了他。
Everything spiritually was given to him.
以撒预表耶稣基督，对不对？
Isaac represents Christ, right?
所以耶稣基督怎么说？
So how did Christ?
他说父所有的都是我的。
Said that all that is the Father's is mine.
父所有一切都是我的。
Everything that the Father has is all mine.
弟兄姊妹，你要想想看，主耶稣讲这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
主耶稣有多少的丰富？
How many blessings did Christ have?
主说父所一切有的都是给我的。
He said,All that the Father has is given to me.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一件小事啊。
This isn't a thing to be looked upon lightly.
所以主说，天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
Heaven and earth, all the power was granted to me.
腓立比书里面说，那个天上地下地底下远超万民之上的名赐给了耶稣。
Philippians says that everything on heaven and earth and under the earth was given so that
the name
above all names.
耶稣基督是谁呀、啊？是承受万有的那位长子。
Christ was the firstborn to receive everything.
耶稣基督是谁呀、啊、
？Who was Christ?
神所创造的一切都给了他。
Everything that God created was given to Jesus.
我们最好跟耶稣关系好一点啊。
You know, at best we.
Yeah, we have a better.
We have a better relationship with Christ.
耶稣基督到底是谁呀、啊、
？But who is Christ?
刚才我们擘饼纪念主的时候，有一位姊妹说：“让我更认识耶稣基督。”
During our communion, one sister prayed, "Let me know you more."
我们真的认识耶稣基督和他的丰富吗
？Do we really know Christ and all His blessings?
这是不得了的一件事情、啊。
This is an incredible thing.
耶稣基督是长子，所以他承受了主的父的所一切应许。
Christ is the firstborn, so he receives the full inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，长子这个是什么意思？我们回到刚才的主题。
What? So back to our original subject. What is the firstborn?
什么叫长子
？What is it?
长子的意思，这个字原文和初熟果是不能分的。
This word firstborn and first fruit, there's no difference in the Bible.
中文里面长子跟初熟果两个完全没有关系，英文还有点关系，叫做 firstborn and first fruit.
In Chinese, they really have nothing to do with each other. At least in English, they have the prefix first.
什么叫长子？长子跟初熟果的字根都是叫 bekor.
The root of both of these words in Aramaic is bekor.
这个字的意思你去查查。
If you look this up,
是指的成长、成熟、能够被人享受的果子。
It describes something that is ripe and ready to be enjoyed by someone.
事实上，旧约里面说初熟的果子要献给神是一样的意思。
Same meaning in the Old Testament when they say that to give a first fruit offering.
你不能把青而不熟的果子献给神。
You can't give green fruit to offer God.
一定要成熟的，首先成熟的给他。
It has to be the ripe first fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，什么叫长子？长子就是首先成熟能够归给神的。
So what is the firstborn? The firstborn is the first that can be offered to God.
以前有一段时间有一个教会他们讲的信息出了一点真理上的问题。
A while ago there was a church that brought up a topic that was controversial.
Yeah, 在哥罗西书里面他说耶稣基督是首生的 firstborn.
In Colossians they describe Christ as the firstborn, the first fruit.
所以有人就说既然耶稣基督是首生的他是不是被造的。
So some people ask, well, if he was the firstborn, was he
created? 假如耶稣基督是生下来的，那他岂不是可能是受造而不是造物的主吗
？Well, then, if he was born, wouldn't that mean he's created and not a creator?
弟兄姊妹，想想看是不是有问题啊
？There's a question there.
所以有一个教会他们讲的真理就出了问题，讲的到底是不是耶稣基督是受造的了
？So this church had to grapple with the thought, was Christ created?
这个大问题。
This is a big question.
但是如果你明白在这里他讲首先的是被造的，被造中间首生的，成为首生的这句话的意思。
But does being created have anything to do with the meaning of this?
乃是说到他是长子的名分。
No, what it means is the
firstborn.
The firstborn.
因为他是首先成为那个继承父神产业的儿子。
Because he was the firstborn son to receive everything.
首生很重要。
Being the firstborn is very important.
在亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒之后，他就是两个孙子，叫做雅各跟以扫。
Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau.
以扫生下来是做长子。
Esau was born first, so he was the firstborn.
雅各极力想要得这长子的名分。
Jacob wanted this birthright so badly.
所以有一次当以扫出去打猎回来十分疲倦的时候。
Once when Esau came back from the hunt, he was tired and hungry.
雅各就在那里先煮了一锅红豆汤给他吃。
Jacob had already prepared a stew.
那个汤一定非常非常的香啊。
It must have smelled good.
他的翻译说这个汤是咸的汤，我的理会是甜的汤。不管是甜的咸的哈。
It doesn't matter whether it was salty or sweet.
一定非常好喝。
It must have been great.
而且非常解渴。
And very quenching and satisfying.
我不知道你心里想是红豆汤呢，还是莲子汤呢，还是什么汤，一定非常好吃。
You know what kind of soup you're thinking of, but you know it was really good.
以扫受不住这个引诱。
Esau couldn't help it.
而且他觉得我快要死了，我所得的长子名分有什么现实的好处呢
？He said, "I'm going to die. What good is my birthright?"
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道以扫也不是很笨的？他说我要死了，我长子的名分不能承受父亲什么祝福产业。
He wasn't stupid. He kind of recognized his birthright and the possibility of blessing and inheritance.
他如果先死了，就一样也得不着。
You know, if he died before his father, it wouldn't have made any difference.
所以他说，我不如现在跟你交换，拿了这碗汤吃了。
He said, "I might as well just trade my birthright with you, just so that I can have some of your soup."
就这样，他轻看长子的名分。
Just like that, he gave up his birthright.
以后他虽然嚎哭切求，求他的父亲把他父亲心挽回。
Afterwards, no matter how much he whined or begged with his parents, he couldn't get it back.
到以后亚伯拉罕给雅各以扫祝福的时候，以撒跟以扫雅各祝福的时候，
And when Isaac blessed Esau and Jacob,
雅各当然又一次用诡计骗取他的祝福。
Jacob again used some trickery to trick his father.
但是你看见这次以撒一点都没有办法反悔。
But you see here, Esau had no way to get revenge or anything.
以撒失去他的祝福。
以撒失去他的祝福。He had to leave his parents.
Esau lost his
blessing.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们就在想，这个祝福这么重要吗？
But was his blessing so important?
这个祝福是属地的，难道真的这么重要吗？
This is just material wealth. Is it really, really that important?
但这里有个重要的原则。
There's a very important thing here.
你或者得着所有父亲的祝福，或者都得不着。
You either get all or nothing.
雅各得着父亲的祝福。
Jacob got his father's blessing.
雅各得着父亲的产业，可以留在迦南地。
He got the inheritance, so he could stay in Canaan.
以扫呢？
What about Esau?
以扫只能跑到以东地去。
The only thing he could do was run to Edom.
神把那个地方赐给以扫。
God gave Esau that area.
他却与迦南地无份无关，再也不能进去。
He never was allowed to go back into Canaan.
第二个人，这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
长子的祝福。
The blessing of the firstborn.
我们从前以为长子是的双倍的祝福。
We usually consider the firstborn's inheritance just the double portion.
但是你看见在以撒跟雅各身上不是双倍的祝福，是全部的祝福。
But in the case of Jacob and Esau, for instance, it was just all or nothing.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们什么关系？
What does this have to do with us?
圣经里面讲说有一个长子所共聚的总会。
The Bible speaks of the church of the firstborn.
谁是这些长子？
Who are these firstborn?
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得圣经的思想。从前有一个很有名传道人，他来过我们这里的。
Once there was a very famous evangelist.
他说神没有孙子，只有儿子。
He said, God has no grandson, no grandchildren, only sons.
你知道谁先讲这个话吧？
Who said this?
大家记不记得？
Do you remember?
我从前以为是我的哥哥周祖培讲的哈。
At first, I thought this is my older brother,
Moses Chow.
Moses Chow.
你们不要传出去，周祖培牧师不是我的亲哥哥，他独立是我的兄长。
Not really his brother, just his brother.
我名字太像了。
The names are too similar.
你知道有一次这个我到某个地方去讲道。
Once I went to such and such a place.
有一个年轻姊妹很高兴，哎，你是周祖培牧师，是很好。
And she went, oh, you're Peter Chow.
周祖培，他说我知道你一定还有个弟弟叫做周再培。
You must have a younger brother named 周再培。
我说什么？
And he said, what?
他说不很对吗？你哥哥叫周祖培，你叫周同培，你的弟弟叫周再培，叫做祖同在。
He said, you must have a brother. That way that the three names work out to say God is with us.
真是这个姊妹，真是聪明啊。
This lady was smart.
可惜我父亲没有想到这个名字。
Too bad my parents hadn't thought of it.
但是后来我发现这句话也不是周祖培牧师讲的，他说神只有儿子没有孙子，不是他讲的。
But it wasn't Moses Chow who said this.
最早开始是 David Duplessy 讲的。
First one who said this was David Duplessy.
他有一篇很短的文字叫做神只有儿子没有孙子。
He had a very short essay saying that.
这一篇文章的信息就是要需要每一个人他自己接受耶稣基督做他的生命，接受神所给他的救恩，才能成为神的儿子。
This essay said that each man for himself must, accept Christ and have a personal relationship to be the son of God.
神只有儿子没有孙子。
God only has sons, no grandsons.
但弟兄姊妹们，是不是有很多次子、三子、四子、五子、六子，一直排到我们要排到几万节、几百、几亿、几千十万、几万号了哈？
Aren't there a lot of when you have a first and a second, third, fourth, all the way down to 10,000?
那么耶稣基督是长子，谁是次子啊？
If Christ was the firstborn, then
who's the secondborn? 彼得是次子，对不对？
Peter? Yeah, Peter.
那么排完十二个以后，第十四个儿子谁？这可能是保罗。
14th, maybe Paul.
是不是这样排的？
Is it in this order?
那排到你我的时候，我们第几号啊？
When you get down to us, what number are we? You can't even count right.
对不对？弟兄姊妹，这不是神的思想。
This isn't the purpose of God.
我相信在神的心意中间，每一个人都应当成为长子。
I believe that in God's eyes, each one of us can be a firstborn.
你想一想看。
Let's think about this.
神是不是盼望我们每个人都像耶稣基督一样丰满的身量？
Didn't God hope that each one of us would be Christ-like?
正如在圣经里面找不到神的孙子。
Just as in the Bible, you can't find
grandchildren.
The grandchildren of God.
我跟你们挑战，圣经里面也找不到次子的名字。
In this Bible, you still can't find the second born of God.
因为我们不是神的次子。
Because we aren't God's second born.
我们每个人都是神的儿子。
We're God's sons.
有一天我们要成为神的长子。
One day we'll be his,
firstborn.
His firstborn.
叫我们能够在那个长子所共聚之会的总会里面。
So that we can be in this church of the firstborn.
承受神的产业才是长子。
Only those who receive God's blessings are the firstborn.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.